Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, where every week our crew of intrepid dipshits blather on about all manner of gaming topics, as if they actually have something useful to say. Really, it is just the worst when it comes to podcasts, but here's an idea. Turn it into a drinking game. Every time they say something stupid, take a drink. But seriously, don't do that. Your liver will thank you.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And it's the end of the month, which doesn't necessarily mean it's time for a deconstructing show, but, well, we haven't done it earlier in the month, so it's time for a deconstructing show. And it's my turn.
So yes.
Last month, you talked about Cyberpunk, and that's a really interesting system. It's one that I think could be adapted in a variety of different ways. Just the system itself could be used as a multi-genre system.
Right.
I always thought it'd be a great basis for it. And that got me thinking about multi-genre systems. And there's a lot of good ones out there. I mean, Fate is awesome. GURPS is one. If you play RPGs, you know about GURPS. And there's many others.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one that I always thought was really overlooked. And it's because I'm one of the few people who I know that have ever even heard of it. In fact, I don't know anyone else who's bought this game. Any of these
games. I hadn't heard of it until you mentioned it.
Yeah, I remember us making characters for Tabloid once. I don't think we ever played it, but we made characters once.
Well, we do that a lot, though.
Yeah, that's true. But I know I've actually run this for 10 and at least one other person. I know we've played it once or twice, and it's a fun game. Well, it's a fun collection of games. What I'm talking about is the Amazing Engines system from TSR. Yes, mm-hmm. I bought this game in like 1990. This is the very first one I bought. And it's Once and Future King for the Amazing Engine system.
All right.
Trying to see. When was this published? Read that lettering. It's very small. 1994. It was a little later than I thought. Now, I bought two games that... Well, actually, I think I've bought four, but I only have currently two games in the series. That's Once and Future King, which is a science fiction crossed with chivalry
right
type of game. It's very interesting, robot knights and whatnot. It's really cool. And the other one is Tabloid, which is a comedy game where you play employees of a tabloid newspaper, you know, like mm-hmm. the National Enquirer, only worse, and you're out investigating stuff. And those stories where, you know, two-headed baby wins Nobel Prize, or, you know, stupid stuff like that. You know, Hillary Clinton has love child with alien. These really weird, out-of-there stories are true. So when you're writing a story about how you barely escaped from werewolves in Nebraska, that happened. Nobody mm-hmm. believes you, but it happened. And it's funny as hell. It's a great game. I think I've mentioned it before in the past. I've mentioned the Amazing Engine system.
Right.
Now, the thing is, there's several different universe books
right.
for this system. But what's most unique about it is that they're all very small. I mean, I'm holding a Once and Future King here. It's like 145 pages. It has all the rules for the Amazing Engine system and all the rules for the universe setting in 145 pages. That's including the fold-out map it came with. Now, how the Amazing Engine system works and what makes it so unique is when you make a character, you make one character, one core concept. And it has four attributes, which, what are they again? Physique, intellect, spirit, and influence. Right?
Right.
You basically choose a basic profession of sorts, and you have your core scores. And so you've got this idea of like a fighter. So you set up where you've got physique. You're not worried so much about intellect and spirit, maybe a little bit influence for like intimidation or charm. But physique would be your big score, right?
Right.
And you have this concept of, okay, you've got this fighter type character. So in Amazing Engine, maybe you make that into a knight.
Okay.
But if you were to play Tabloid, you use those same core scores, that same concept, and you've made maybe a private investigator who knows how to fight. Maybe he was a boxer. If you were to play for Fairy Queen and Country, you might play your, a soldier or a unseelie knight, as they've got fairies and the fairy courts in Victorian England. That's the concept of that game. And so on. In Bug Hunters, you're definitely a colonial marine, stuff like that. Or an alien. If I remember right, you can play either side. Point is, that core follows you from game to game to game.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about it. The basis of your character is right there. So you just swap over, bam, set up your next remaining set of stats, which fall underneath those, which are fitness, learning, physique, charm, reflexes, intuition, willpower, and position. Those are all like fitness and reflexes come off of physique. And maybe in Once a Future King, maybe you've got more fitness than reflexes. You've laid it out differently so that you've got more fitness because you're a knight. But if you're, say, an athletic, you're a investigator, I mean, a reporter that just works out a lot, maybe you've got more in reflexes than fitness. You do martial arts, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So your below attributes can change from game to game. But your concept of still being a fighter type, quote unquote, remains.
Right.
So in the end, you could play three or four different Amazing Engine games, each of your characters being similar, but each very unique. Beyond that, it's super simple. I mean, your skills are all percentage based. Everything, the system just rolled. It was a very basic and simple system. Oh, the main rules, back to the basic starter rules, where they actually start the next main. Okay. For a book that's 145 pages,
right?
The first 19 pages are your rules.
Okay.
The rest is universe book and goes into the specifics of everything, brief bit about the history, NPCs, examples of characters, gear, all that is all included after that. So, that's the layout, the way these games worked. And it was just ridiculously simple and awesome in its simplicity. And unfortunately, TSR went bankrupt after that and were bought out by Wizards of the Coast.
Yes.
And that was the end of Amazing Engine. Oh, wait. No, it really wasn't. Because in my research this morning, preparing for the show, not exactly. Turns out Wizards of the Coast kind of brought it back.
Cool.
I think this is a first for us, where we've talked about a game that went under, disappeared, that it actually... Oh, no, Dark Conspiracy was one that got picked up by another company and is continuing on.
Yeah.
Well, limping along, but still.
Doing its best.
Wizards of the Coast did something different, though. They stripped out the main rules, which is fine. They've released a separate book, which they, according to when I was looking at it on Drive-Thru RPG, what they call Amazing Engine System Guide is, you know, you can still get it even hard. I mean, not hardcover. You can get it as a PDF or a soft cover book.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting it as a book is $10. You can get both for $11.99. They actually refer to it as a booklet. It's effectively a pamphlet. And, it's been expanded, though. It's a whole 34 pages.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, it's written by the infamous, famous David Cook, who did a lot of work for old school D&D, like second edition, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
And let me bring him up. What's some of the things that he has had his fingers in? Oh, little things like Gamma World, a bunch of Dungeons & Dragons adventures, Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, or some amazing engine. He wrote some stuff for Pathfinder, such as the Tiefling book for Pathfinder.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff involving Forgotten Realms, it appears. Oh, and that Kobold thing I was thinking of, that's actually a magazine, Kobold Magazine. But yeah, so kind of a deal. Big deal?
Kind of.
Yeah, but still. The thing is, they separated out the core rules. So you need that before you play the rest of them, but that's fine.
Right. It's a good money, good financial decision for the company.
Once you have the core book, the system guide.
Right.
Then the rest of them are just universe books, which what's interesting in them is because the rules are stripped out for the most part. You can use these universe books as either a supplement, of course, for Amazing Engine, or as a universe book for any other system. So let's say you wanted to play for Fairy Queen and Country, but you don't want to use the Amazing Engine system. You thought this was a cool looking setting, mm-hmm. but man, you're much more into Fate. You want to use the Fate system or GURPS or D6 or D20 for that matter. Any of these other books? Well, boom. That's what it's for. It's not that, we're talking a book that's $10 as a PDF, $20 if you want to get it a soft cover. Woo. Hell, they already did that. Bug Hunters, which is the third book in the series, and it's your basic aliens versus colonial marines type game. Think aliens, and you got the idea, right? That's already been adapted to D20. So, these are all just little settings that can be used in any other multi-genre system that you're more comfortable with. So I think it's an excellent idea on the part of Wizards of the Coast because they're not chaining these books to the Amazing Engine system. They're just unique systems, settings on their own. Well, mostly unique. Bug Hunters, not very unique.
No.
But Magitek is an alternate Earth where you've got fantasy creatures and whatnot, and magic is being used as a clean source of energy and things like that. So it's basically modern Earth with the technology of modern Earth and magic.
Right.
So that's kind of cool. Galactos Barrier is, looks like a hard science fiction type of game. Lots of pirates, that sort of thing. One I mentioned in the pre-show was Metamorphosis Alpha to Omega. I was saying it was kind of a hard science fiction game. Yes and no. Its description is as such. Once it was a generation ship carrying 1.5 million colonists from Earth through the emptiness of space to the distant worlds of the Z Ursae Majoris system. Then came the crisis. During the anarchy that followed, most of the ship's crew perished, while others mutated into strange, wonderful, and deadly new species. Excuse me, my voice is breaking. Now, centuries later, descendants of those survivors strive to explore their strange new world and discover its secrets. Now, the thing is that this is an adaptation of Metamorphosis Alpha, which was originally published in 1976 and was adapted to fit with the original Amazing Engine system. And now they've made it into a setting that effectively can be used on its own. Now, according to this, it actually says the rules for the game are included with the book. So instead of a universe book, this is more of its own role-playing game, which is more like the original Amazing Engine games. But most of these are their own universe books. Oh, and finally they have Chromosome, which is a cyberpunk, but it's done more with genetic mutation.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. So it's just different.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just each of them is a slight tweak on other settings, you know, except for Magitek. I can't think of another game that's like that. I'm sure I'm wrong. Someone will tell me. Please, someone tell me in the comments.
So you said Magitek was basically this, you know, our level of technology with magic.
That's what it looks like. Let me.
So you're speaking look for Dresden sure. Files.
Well, yes and no. Let me go over the description a bit. It says the world of Magitek game is Earth in the 1990s with a few twists. Magic has long been recognized and studied so that normal technology is stunted.
Okay.
And magical items are commonplace modern conveniences. Other intelligent species evolved with humankind, and now elves run a powerful Central American nation. Minotaurs govern the nation of Texas, and intelligent reptiles control Southeast Asia. European colonization was halted by native magic, that sort of thing. So it's not like the Dresden Files. The Dresden Files, magic is not really accepted. It's kind of in the shadows. Monsters are in the shadows. This is right out in the open. It's more Shadowrun without the cyberpunk. And it's got a completely different history. If anything, there was a TV movie made on Showtime back in the 80s where it had it was based around an idea of a private investigator in the 30s in a version of the 30s where magic was commonplace, and he hated magic and he wouldn't use it, but he had to go and do these investigations and whatnot. And it was a really funny movie. I cannot remember the name of it for the life of me, but it's like that, only set in the 90s. So if anything, it's more closely like Dark Conspiracy where it's in the future, but technology has been kind of stunted, and it's more like the 50s type of aesthetic with big fins on vehicles and whatnot, although it's future technology like flying cars and all that, but it's more of a 50s aesthetic. And there's evil aliens in the background controlling everything. But most people don't know that. So it's kind of along those lines, but not. And so, yeah, there's really nothing like it that I'm aware of. Again, if I'm wrong, please leave a comment. Yeah, I would encourage people to take a look at this. I mean, we're talking about great little games. Now, I'm assuming the system is the same as it was originally. These were apparently last updated in 2018, roughly. And it says edition 1.0 on all the books. So if they've done any adaptation, they're not saying so. It appears to me to be basically the same system as you get in the original TSR books. But since the original TSR books are out of print, this is the options you got. And I'm pretty much going to break out a credit card. And I'm probably going to buy several of these books. Obviously, I can't get Once in Future King or Tabloid. But for Fairy Queen and Country, I'm thinking I'm going to get that. And I'm looking significantly at Chromosome.
Cool.
Although I'm not sure people would want to play it.
Well, okay. There is that.
Well, let me ask you. Of these things I've talked about, are any of these ones you'd be willing to play?
Probably not.
Huh. Any particular reason?
Huh. I don't know. I don't know. I just haven't had the want to be in or to play many of the games that are out there lately.
Right. I mean,
I don't have a good reason.
If I were to walk in the door and say, hey, we're going to make characters for Fairy Queen and Country,
I'd give it a try.
But it's not something you'd, unless you liked it after the first play, it's not really the sort of thing you'd want to go, hey, I think I'll pay money for that.
It doesn't spark a lot of interest with me.
Right.
I mean, yes, cool ideas, but
And see, that's what strikes me with it. I mean, the most unique game that I found of the setting was the original Once in Future King. It's all set in our solar system. It's way, way, way in the future. And basically, they've terraformed most of the planets so that they're habitable. And so it's, you know, not star, you know, going from star to star or anything like that. It's a little bit more personal, a little bit more enclosed. And like I said, it's basically your chivalry knights and courtly sort of situation, you know, kings and queens and all that, you know, courtly politics and everything, but set in the 3000s. It is far-flung future. Robots are, you know, standards and, you know, all that. And the character I made for it was a robot knight, in fact. If I remember right, I'd have to go break it out and find it. But there's no game like it. That's why I bought it. It was extremely unique. And it works perfectly well with the system, which was also extremely unique. This was before the days where you routinely had these, what they call one-page wonders, where people just jot down ideas for an RPG, very loose, or it's one or two pages of rules. And it's enough to knock out a night or two of fun.
Right.
You know, they're great for one shots. This is actually the sort of systems where you can run a campaign off of very little rules. So that's why I liked it. Now, why they didn't redo Once and Future King, I don't know. Same with Tabloid. I don't get it. Maybe. There is, of course, the missing book in here.
Yeah, six?
Yes. I mean, obviously, the system book is book one.
Right.
Then they've got For Fairy, Queen, and Country, it's two. Bug Hunters is three. Magitech is four. Galactos Barrier is five. Metamorphosis Alpha to Omega is seven. Chromosome is eight. Where's six? I find no reference to an AM6. I can't find one. I don't know what it is. I'm going to have to dig some more, but I'll bet you it was Tabloid, or more likely, Once and Future King. And it's out of print or something, but I don't know. It's just weird, man. It definitely has me interested to find out what the hell happened. Anyway.
Well, if you type in Amazing Engines AM6, you get a Project Race Bike AM6. The engine, part one.
Yeah, I already tried doing a search and it's not.
Has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, there's nothing here. So.
Actually, I scrolled down and it says Amazing Engine AM6, Once and Future King.
Wow. That was just in Google, right?
Yeah. There's like six things talking about the Bowman import engine or the AM6 engine. And scroll down to the bottom is TSR 2707, Amazing Engine - AM6, Once and Future King. Ta-da! Google's your friend.
See what they did. All they did was they took the original TSR book and scribed it over. By the way, that's a quick way to get the original Once and Future King, apparently for free. You can download it. But apparently you can't buy it as part of, like, oh, wow, you can get the original Metamorphosis. Ooh. Is this a way you can get Tabloid? Yep, Amazing Engine Tabloid. Yep, on the cover, Aliens Attack Loch Ness. No story too strange for our underpaid reporters. And that was written by David Zeb Cook.
Cool.
Yep. Originally published 1994. Yep. Very cool. So anyway, yeah, apparently you can get these books for free, man.
I just saved you some money.
Metamorphosis Woo! Alpha. The original. Wow. Now, this one doesn't even use the Amazing Engine system, so. Well, they have a lot of different games you can get. So cool. Anyway, this is actually probably... No, these are old. These are out of print from like 93, that sort of thing. I was going to say, you should probably buy the books off of a drive-through RPG or otherwise through Wizards of the Coast if you want the new versions. But if you just have to have the old versions, scribed. SCRIBD apparently has all the PDFs of the old books. So, woohoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nifty.
Glad I could help.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. I am going to be downloading them momentarily. Anyway, hey, they're the old ones. And I did buy these originally when TSR was still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I just want my copy of For Fairy, Queen, and Country back. Anyway. Any other thoughts? Because we're over time now.
No, not really.
Okay. Just as a final thought, please, if you're into just simple RPGs and you want something unique, check out some Amazing Engine stuff. It's really good. It really is. And on that note, Until next time, I'm Squirmus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending. Holy shit, download.
Wow, you got this far. I'm impressed. Also, if you decided to play the drinking game, please get yourself to a hospital right away. No human should ever drink that much alcohol. If you actually enjoyed this travesty of a podcast, please drop by our website at schoolme.com, which could inspire a drinking game of its own.